Back inside the Game Bar and Grill for the Treasure Chest Casino here at 4540 Williams Boulevard in Kenna. We're getting ready for Thursday night football. The New York Giants and Dallas Cowboys about to kick it off. You can place your bets at the FanDuel Sportsbook right here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Also make your bets for game days in the NFL, college action going on also this weekend. We're going to get into our triple option feature, guys. We're talking about some of the top stories in sports right now, and I want to give a shout out to the Pelicans. Made an announcement today about some promotions and additions to the team's coaching staff and basketball operations department. Swin Cash, one of the great ladies in our sport, promoted to senior vice president of basketball operations. Congratulations to her. Also, Rohan Ramadas has been elevated to senior director of analytics and innovation for the Pelicans. But man, oh man, just to have a lady like that around this organization in Swin Cash, a big positive for the Pelicans. And like I said, congratulations to her and the team.
Yeah, no question about it. Charlie, I'm going to throw it to you because I know you got to tell me about the Astros, right?
You know, I am actually going to focus on the AL wild card pitcher right now, guys, because it is my Astros is the 3 seed right now. Steve's Yankees, I believe, still hold the top spot in the AL as well. The Guardians kind of clinching that first round bye. So the Astros aren't going to get a first round bye. We'll have to play in the wild card round. But who are they going to face? And I think it's actually kind of interesting. I'm keeping up with it right now. The Tigers, the Royals, and the Twins are all fighting for a wild card spot. The Orioles have already clinched, and right now they're the 4 seed, which means the Astros wouldn't have to face them. In all likelihood, they are going to be the 4 seed. But it's a matter of who's going to be the 5 and the 6, because, you know, ever since the MLB expanded that kind of playoff format to include 6 teams making it, changed up a few things. So right now the Tigers hold the 5 seed and the Royals hold the 5 seed and the Tigers hold the 6 seed, but who they're playing at the end of the season matters, right? Detroit has a 3-game set against the lowly Chicago White Sox, who've already hit that 120 loss mark. I know I've kind of brought that up a couple times in the past. But then the Royals are playing the Atlanta Braves. If you're looking at the NL wildcard pitcher, guys, a couple teams are going to be fighting for a playoff spot. The Mets, the Diamondbacks, and the Braves are all basically a game apart, fighting for 2 spots. So the Braves have something to play for. The White Sox, I don't think they do. So if you're looking at how things are going to shape up a little bit, all those Astros fans out there, I would anticipate, now this isn't putting anything in stone, I would anticipate the Astros playing the Royals in the wild card round of the playoffs, whereas the Tigers are going to get that 5 seed if they can take care of business against a terrible White Sox team and face the Baltimore Orioles in the wild card round.
Charlie, it's a question I'm going to ask you for triple option, and I thought you saw sort of a class act when Alex Bregman, which could have been his last game, regular season game, in Houston last night. And what do you think will happen there with Bregman, and who would replace Alex? They can, man, that's a big bat to lose out of the lineup with Bregman. So where would the Astros go with there? Because I've had a couple people ask me that today, and you kind of see that they're setting the stage that, you know, this is sort of the end of the trail for Bregman.
So, yes, that's kind of what it's seeming like. I know if you ask Jose Altuve, you know, what he thinks about it, he's fully anticipating for Alex Bregman to be back for the foreseeable future. But as far as a guy that's kind of in the minor leagues that they're ready to bring up potentially next year, Bryce Matthews is their top prospect, a former guy that they drafted out of the University of Nebraska a couple years ago. I think it was in 2023, correct. So he could be an option there. He's an infielder to potentially move over to third base there because they just really don't have anyone else. If you're asking me personally, I would love to see them bring Alex Bregman back. He's been a huge kind of – like he's been Mr. Consistent, right? He's not the flashiest player in the world, but he's a guy that's going to hit 260 with a good amount of home runs, a good amount of RBI production, run totals. He plays a lot. He plays really good defense at third base. If you're asking me, I would love to see the Astros bring him back. But you know what it comes down to, Mike, in every situation when it comes to these contracts is the money aspect, is how much he's looking for, especially for an aging player. So if the Astros can figure out something with Bregman, I think that both sides are still interested in him coming back. I think that, you know, standing ovation that the Astros fans gave him for potentially his last regular season game in Minute Maid Park is just kind of a just in case if he does, in fact, leave. But, I mean, he's already cemented himself as a Houston legend in my book.
Because you sort of felt, you know, that moment that this was, hey, guys, this is it.
Right, exactly. You know, tip of the cap.
Yeah, tip of the cap. This is sort of it for me here. And so, man, the one thing the Astros have done really well in their farm system has been able to get some top talent out of it. So, man, that's a big loss, though, if it's the final moments for Bregman with Houston.
Want to bring up to you guys. Sorry, I want to bring up to you guys real quick, seeing for Thursday night football action tonight in Giants Stadium, Malik Nabers warming up, has a shirt on that says discipline, attitude, will, grit. You got to love it out of this.
Well,
dude.
He got all of it.
Right, exactly.
He got all of it. This was a guy that LSU, he was not on the top list for them. They had a young man from Texas that they had a commitment from, and he decommitted. He went to another Texas school, didn't really work out for him well. And at the last minute, Coach O and company, they go down there and re-recruit Malik to come to LSU because he had verbally committed to Mississippi State. That's where he was going to go. And they get him in the bewitching hours right before signing time.
Coach O, the closer.
And Malik was, man, I didn't know for a while because they sort of sideswiped me a little bit. But he said, then, you know, I figured at the end it was my best shot. Always sort of grew up an LSU fan, wanted to play in Tiger Stadium.
That's awesome.
I got that opportunity. And so, man, it's worked out for Malik pretty well.